Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, the NBA Finals beginning tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder, a very, very heavy favorite over the Indiana Pacers. Love the Pacers story, though. I'm actually hoping they do it. I'm rooting for the Pacers. Not expecting it, but rooting for them. As I know, everybody in the great state of Indiana is, and that's where Alexa Ross joins us from. She is a sports reporter at CBS4 in Indy, formerly here in Buffalo/Rochester, actually covering the Buffalo Bills. Always love reaching out to her about Indiana sports, and now is as good a time as any. I know it's hectic for you, Alexa, so I really appreciate you making the time for us today on WGR.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, let's talk some June basketball.
I love it. What is the vibe? What's the vibe in Indianapolis right now?
Well, let me tell you a quick little story about something that went down yesterday. The Pacers decided they wanted to do a giveaway to fans where they gave away a poster and a rally towel and T-shirts and, you know, just like a really nice gesture for the organization to do, right? They wanted to do a nice little drive up. You got your bag. You keep it going. What you need to know, for those who have not been to Indianapolis, because I know about maybe 4 people in Buffalo have been, the arena, Gabriel Fieldhouse, is directly downtown. And not only is it directly downtown, it's a couple blocks away from Eli Lilly, which is a major, massive pharmaceutical company. They decided to plan this from 4 to 7 p.m., in which people were lining up very early, as you would do for something fun like this. The entire downtown city of Indianapolis was in gridlock for about 2.5 hours. This also happens to be right next to my gym. So I could not leave my gym. I walked home from my gym.
Well, that's a good work. Hey, you got an extra workout in, I guess.
Which would have been cool if it wasn't 1,000 degrees yesterday and 90% humidity. But that being said, all this to say that there is so much excitement here in this city to be back in the finals. It's their second appearance in history. The last time they did this was back in 2000. A lot of similarities. They beat the Knicks in 6 to get there, which is why game 6 back on Saturday night was so exciting. You know, you have Reggie in the building for it as well. He presents the trophy for the conference finals MVP, who was Miles Turner. Pascal Siakam, a guy who was taken in from Toronto to be able to continue that championship pedigree as somebody who's already won a ring. Because there are very few. You have Pascal, you have Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant, who played at Indiana University before a Rochester guy himself, before getting him to the Wizards and bouncing around to the Heat and before ultimately winning that ring in Denver. He didn't think he'd play basketball again. and he was given the chance to play professional basketball again, and he's made the most of every single opportunity. So this is a group of guys who are underdogs, and I know Buffalo loves an underdog. Whether you can still call the Bills underdogs is not a conversation for this show, but to have a group of every guy on this roster be told you're too small, you couldn't make it work in your previous franchise, anything of the sort, have the entire NBA rate you, say you are overrated in an anonymous poll. There's been a lot of conversation of, quote, overrate that. And I think that it's really been a fun, it's been a fun ride to follow. That's for sure.
8 years for Thomas Bryant, a career reliable backup, really never been a true starter for most of his career, including this year in Indianapolis. What can you tell us about Thomas Bryant and how he's fit in with this team?
I think the biggest thing about what Thomas Bryant has been able to do in not just the post is, I mean, he's an excellent post player. You don't have to say much about that, but the way that he's able to come in and kind of be the chameleon you would want him to be off the bench, he can shoot threes. He can, if you look at his stat lines, they might not be the most impressive at the end of a game. But the thing about Thomas is that he has defensive sequences that are so crucial to ensuring that the ball stays on his team's end of the floor offensively. I mean, he had 9 points up until a certain point. I don't remember if this was the final stat line, but he had 9 points. Those were three threes in game six at a certain point. And when you have a team that can't defend the perimeter the way that OKC really does not, that's going to be huge. Those are series making and series breaking moments. So they love the high pick and roll. As long as they can keep turnovers low and hit threes, this young team has the ability to beat another very young team. And that says nothing about what SGA is able to do on the floor for Oklahoma City.
How good is Tyrese Halliburton? Like, if you had to tell, like, you could do that now here in Buffalo, right? You're on the air here, but people who might not know really much about him because they see SGA, they have all these bigger names, but here's this guy who's just seems like he's terrific in the clutch. How would you describe him to allow people to understand how good he is?
I mean, the clutch is one of the best ways to – clutch is a really great way to describe him. I mean, very few people, A, have the confidence, B, the – you can call it confidence, you can call it nerve, you can call it whatever the heck you want, but to go into the Garden, make a last-second shot, and make the same iconic celebration move to point at the original person who did that celebration. I don't know. That's a special kind of player. You don't find guys like that every day who have the wherewithal and the ability. But I really do think he had a fire lit under him when everyone was saying, oh, yep, that's the most overrated player in the league. He is that guy. But I think, too, he had to rebuild himself after being moved from Sacramento. It's a place when he got traded from the Kings, where he thought he'd play his entire basketball career, he had to start over, and he had to start over and prove it. And when you have to prove it the way he has to be this, yeah, let this team flow through me. Let me be the point guard with confidence to get this done, and to also take the accountability and put it on his shoulders, because he has had slumps. I mean, there have been slumps that he has had, and the person he credits of talking him out of those slumps is Pascal Siakam, a guy who brings a ring to Jurassic Park. You know, this is a team of guys who really, really care about each other, and everybody loves to, you know, make the power of friendship joke, but the power of friendship is alive and well in this locker room. These are guys who really care about each other. And you also have a coach who has been the underdog in the situation. You look at what Rick Carlisle did in 2011 against the Heat, and not just the Heat, like the big three Heat. So this is not a team that wants to go down quietly, and it's certainly not led by a the floor is not being run by a guy who's going to speak quietly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Pacers are very big underdogs in this series. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, they're picking the Thunder in five games, maybe six at the most. What does it look like if the Pacers are to pull the upset? How do they do that?
Like I said, they need to continue to stay true to the pace that they play at. Setting the pace is not just a little fun, quippy tagline. I mean, it's how they get going. If they can be the first people out, they can be determining the pace that this game is played while keeping turnovers low and hitting threes. That's going to be the difference maker. Both the Pacers and the Thunder have relied on turnovers to create offense more than any other team in these playoffs. And they've managed to keep their opponents from scoring off of those giveaways. I believe that the Thunder and the Pacers rank 1 and 2 respectively in points off turnovers, and ranking flips in terms of their opponent in points off turnovers. So the Thunder are really going to try to slow the Pacers down, but the Pacers have to keep pushing it, because that's exactly what happened with the Knicks, which made this such a difficult series for them.
Pacers and Thunder get rolling tonight. Alexa Ross joining us from Indianapolis. All right, before I let you go, of course, want to touch on the Colts a little bit here. What are the expectations after last year? Maybe I would say disappointment, falling a little bit short. I know injuries as well with Anthony Richardson and the quarterback position. Now Daniel Jones joining him in Indianapolis as well. What's the expectation there from Colts fans?
I think that when you have a season like you did last year and then you lose the franchise. I mean, say what you will about Jim Irsay, who he was as an owner, as an outspoken person, as a man. That man cared about football in this city. So I hope and pray this is the year that they can really pull it together in light of a really kind of terrible tragedy in losing their owner. But I think when you have a quarterback competition that is not going to be the Anthony Richardson versus Gardner Minshew competition, guys who do not play the same kind of ball. Daniel Jones has proven to be significantly more athletic. He's significantly bigger. And he's a guy who also is really trying to find that fresh shake. You don't bring somebody in like that. And competition breeds success. I'm not the first person to say that, nor will I be the last person to say that here on WCR. Yeah. But I do think that having that in, and also having receivers and offensive weapons who are dedicated to ensuring that they're giving their best to both guys because they know that that's what's at stake, is going to be the difference maker. And I'm really interested to see what we get in camp. We have mini camp on Tuesday. So I can definitely give you a better analysis of that then. But right now we are all in for blue and gold basketball right now, because I don't know if you've heard this before, Sal, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana. And they are absolutely not going to let another small market team be the small market champion of the National Basketball Association.
I mean, I do think it's a big L for anyone who thought that the NBA was rigged for the big markets. I mean, yeah, Indiana and Oklahoma City, right? I mean, come on. So, you know, you can't really go down that road. So I love it. I love it for that particular reason. Hey, because it is such a great basketball city, what was it like following and covering Caitlin Clark, her first year in the WNBA?
Excellent. It's so much fun. I mean, I think that when you have people of all ages, races, religions, outward appearances, gender, sexual orientation, wearing the 22 on a jersey or a jersey. I see little boys wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys, and that fills my heart with just the most joy. You could be wearing a Tyrese Halliburton zero jersey. You're wearing Caitlin Clark. And I think that continues to show that there is a shift in the way we respect the game, the way we respect the women's game, the expansion that is upcoming. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Sports Bra in Portland, which is a bar that's dedicated to showing exclusively women's sports. They're expanding to 4 new cities, and Indianapolis is one of them. And that makes my women's sports loving heart so big and so full. But, you know, it was incredible. The Fever in a little bit of a slump without her dealing with a quad injury, but it's better to deal with that now than when it really matters come late summer, early fall.
Enjoy the finals. What's the schedule like today for you? What do you do there? What do you got going on TV or covering, and how's it look for you guys?
Yes, so one of my bosses and a videographer are currently in Oklahoma City. They got there yesterday. They've been following along the media day coverage, all that fun stuff. Today we lock in, and I will be one of two in-house making sure the highlights are done and we're ready to talk ball on air, because I think this is one of the purest ways basketball has been played in the NBA in a long time between both of these teams. And I think that if you care about the sport, it's going to be a really fun series to watch.
No doubt about it. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with it. Alexa, thank you so much. I know you're busy today. We really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road, whether it's about this or maybe, you know, Eagles, Bills, Christmas weekend. We could talk about that too, you know.
We'll talk about that. I can't even begin to think about football season right now. We are still in the roses basketball season.
I love it. All right. We'll catch up down the road. Thanks a lot again.
Thanks so much for having me, Sal.
All right, you got it. That is Alexa Ross. I love it. She's like, I don't care about football right now. She's got to cover the Colts. She grew up in Philly, near Philly, so I know she follows the Eagles. That's why I said that. But a big game tonight, obviously. Pacers, Thunder tonight. That's when it all starts. It is the first game of the NBA Finals, and that starts at 8:30. That's 8:30 p.m. tip-off tonight. Thunder favored by 9.5. We will take a timeout. We'll come back here, a very short segment before we head out to Sabres Live at the top of the hour on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.